In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the life of St. Pio of Pietrelcina, also known as Padre Pio, as in that of many other saints, souls from purgatory appear. He lived surrounded by the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Virgin Mary, but also by saints and angels, and by souls who sought his prayer to go from purgatory to heaven. One day, applause and shouts were heard in the church, without anyone being visible. When Padre Pio was asked about this, he said, "I have been praying for many soldiers killed in the war, and a group of them has come to thank me for my prayer, since they were on their way from purgatory to heaven." Padre Pio appeared to a sick child in bilocation and announced the visit of our Mother, the Virgin Mary. When the sick child received the presence of the Mother of Heaven, Padre Pio again appeared to the child and told him, "She is beautiful, isn't she? I've seen her many times, but I still can't stop admiring her beauty. You will remember her for the rest of your life." A woman asked Padre Pio what she should do to be a saint, and our saint replied, "Untie your ties with the world." "Remember," said Padre Pio, "that the mother begins to make the child walk while holding him, but then the child must walk alone. You too must learn to reason without help. Sinning against charity is like destroying the pupil of God. What is more delicate than the pupil of the eye? The sin against charity is equivalent to a crime against nature. Love and fear of God must be united. Fear of God without love becomes cowardice. Love without fear of God becomes presumption. Then one loses the way. Without obedience, there is no virtue. Without virtue, there is no good. Without good, there is no love. Without love, there is no God. And without God, there is no paradise." To another witness who had lived in vice and asked St. Pio of Pietrelcina if by changing his life he would achieve forgiveness and die in faith, our saint replied, "The gates of paradise are open to every creature. Remember St. Mary Magdalene. Keep in the depths of your spirit the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. By patience, you will possess your soul. Our sweet Jesus guides you towards heaven, through fields or through deserts. How important is it? Adapt to the tests that he wants to send you, as if they should be your companions for life. When you least expect it, they may be resolved. Big hearts ignore mean grievances. The longing for eternal peace is legitimate and holy, but it must be moderated for a total resignation to the designs of the Most High. It is better to fulfill the divine will in this world than to enjoy it in paradise. Purgatory is a place of delights when it is endured by the voluntary choice of love." In the fall of 1917, he sat by the fire praying the Holy Rosary and fell asleep. Upon waking up, he found an old man next to him. Padre Pio asked him who he was. He replied, "I am the one who burned to death in this convent, and I am here to minimize my purgatory." Padre Pio promised to celebrate Mass for him the following day, and asked him not to be seen again. One day, our dear St. Pio of Pietrelcina related this event to another priest. The priest went to the town hall and found that indeed an old man named such and such had burned to death in the convent, everything just as Padre Pio had told him. He was referring to Pietro di Mauro, who had been burned to death on September 8, 1908. Another witness priest tells that he heard more than once from Padre Pio himself the following: "One night, I stayed to pray in the choir, and at a certain moment, I heard the noise of candlesticks coming from the main altar. I thought that some brother was in the church, but those noises continuing, I asked, "Who is it?" I am a novice who minimized my purgatory cleaning the main altar because I neglected it when I should have done it. Pray for me. After a few moments, I left the choir to join the brothers who were warming themselves at the common fire. But as soon as I went down the stairs, I found a young stranger. I felt that he was the novice who had spoken to me. He just told me, "Thank you," and he disappeared. On December 29, 1936, a priest died. Padre Pio knew that he was very ill. On the 30th, Padre Pio saw him in his room and asked him, "How? I was told that you are seriously ill and you are here?" "All my illnesses are gone," the priest replied, and he disappeared. In December 1937, a week after the death of another priest, for three consecutive evenings, he appeared to Padre Pio, who was in the choir. He saw that from the altar of the Immaculate Conception in the Church of San Giovanni Rotondo, he was returning to the sacristy. Padre Pio also spoke of other souls that appeared to him to ask him for sacrifices or to tell him that they had already been released from purgatory. Brother Modestino declared in the canonization process, "Padre Pio spoke to me about my father's death and told me, 'Your father is in purgatory and needs sacrifices.'" Regarding the fate of another priest, he stated, "He has not even been in purgatory. He is already in paradise." This priest had suffered 2 months without complaining from a very painful lung tumor. Another witness priest certified in the process of beatification that one day, a mother whose son had disappeared in Russia came to him, asking him to ask Padre Pio if her son was alive. Padre Pio, with tears in his eyes, replied, "Tell the mother that I myself have accompanied him to paradise." She burst into tears, but little by little she calmed down and waited for Padre Pio to pass by to thank him and kiss his hand. The same witness priest said, "In 1948, someone asked me about his deceased sister. The previous year, Padre Pio had said that she was still in purgatory, but this time he replied that she was already in heaven." Another witness priest certified, "Once a person very close to the convent asked me to ask Padre Pio about the fate of a son who was in the war. Padre Pio replied that he was already in the glory of God." But it was not all good news. To a widow of the city of San Severo, Italy, who had asked Padre Pio about the eternal fate of her husband, who took his own life, the saint replied, "There is no hope." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.